Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 414 for October 4th, 2007. Bose Computer Music Monitor. And now, get ready for Dick. It's time for the Daily GizWiz, ladies and gentlemen, a chance to own a piece of gadget history. Yes, we're going to put three pieces of Dick's mustache on a card and autograph it. No, I'm kidding. That's something else. We'll talk about that special offer later. First, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our game, Dick DiBartolo.
Hey, Leo, how's it going?
Do you ever wish, after all that time doing the match game, that maybe you someday would get to hold the card and ask the question?
Well, you can, but we'll tell you how later. For years, I would play Gene's part in rehearsal.
Oh, like you would? Year. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. You know, they had to run it through for the contestants, like, you know, how to hold the cards, which way to turn.
It wouldn't be a full half-hour rehearsal, but just a little.
No. But, you know, Gene got tired of it after a year and said, get someone else to do this. Let Dick do it. So I had great fun pretending to be Gene in rehearsal.
So that would be fun. And then you did the warm-ups, too, didn't you?
No, we had Johnny Olsen.
Johnny Olsen
did the warm-ups.
He did the warm-up. Yeah. So, but did you ever kind of think I should have my own game show? You should.
No.
You're quite a character.
Oh, well, thank you, I think.
You've got your own podcast. That's very nearly.
This is Leo. This is more people listen to this than all the people that ever saw the match game on a Saturday.
You can't say that with the Game Show Network. They may air it all.
Oh, that's true. They may air them on a Saturday.
All the time. Every minute of the day.
You never know.
So what is our gadget for today?
Our gadget of the day, this is really neat. I went to Bowes Mountain outside of Boston, and I met Dr. Bowes. Actually, I met Dr. Bowes.
Bowes has his own mountain?
Yes. Leo, they have a series of buildings up there, and it's the second time I've gone up. Every once in a while, if they have what they feel is a breakthrough product, they have a press meeting at Bowes Mountain. It's a huge facility, and I was talking to Bob, the president, and I said, you know, I recall, do you have like, is it 300 engineers here? He said, we have 1,000 engineers
who
work up there. You know, they develop everything in the world. Bose for cars. They do a ton of military stuff.
Really? I don't know that. I mean, they've done, you know, I first became aware of Bose with the Bose 901 direct reflect speakers, which was such a breakthrough in the 70s.
A breakthrough that, you know, down the line, they're going to be a Gadget Warehouse Friday, but I still use them to this
day.
They
sounded great. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
They were really excellent speakers. It produced a lot of sound for a small speaker, relatively for that time anyway.
Yeah.
For a cabinet speaker.
What was fun is before they introduced the product, Dr. Bowes got up and chatted. And you know Bowes to this day.
He's still alive.
I hope he is because he gave a very nice talk.
how old would you say he is?
You know, I think he's like 78. I'm going to say around 78.
Yeah, he's getting on. So, but he's still hands-on.
Still hands-on, very active. And he told a fascinating story. You know, Bowes to this day never has publishes specifications on any of their product. And he said when he was in college and, you know, learning about sound, he made some money and wanted to buy his first speaker system. And he bought it by specs. He found the speaker that had the best specs and bought it and took it home and hated the sound.
Right, right.
And realized that specs don't really tell the story. So he started designing his own speakers and would use musicians to give him feedback as to how the speaker sounded compared to real musical instruments playing. So that's sort of the philosophy of Bose, is to make it realistic sounding and not worry about what the specs are. So the new product was very clever. I have four computers, and on one of my computer systems, I use this Bose Companion system.
I use the first generation Bose multimedia speakers. And I love them. My home system. Really sounded good.
These are the ones that the little satellite speakers sit at the side of the monitors, and yours is probably different. Mine is the Companion, where the big subwoofer sits underneath.
Yeah, no, that's the one I have. Yeah.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah. So I go to this demo, and he gives his little talk, and then each person gets a little personal demo. They have several demo rooms. So I go in and I sit at this desk, and there are two little really handsomely styled Bose like satellite speakers next to the computer, and on the floor is a slightly smaller Acoustimass speaker, and they start playing this demo, and the sound's dynamite. You know, Bose sound is great. And the desk is made out of glass, and I can see the Acoustimass speaker under there. But Leo, I'm thinking the music is great, and I'm thinking, did I come all the way to Boston for them to show me that they were able to shrink everything by 1 inch? Because the satellites were a tiny bit smaller, and the Acoustimass was a tiny bit smaller. And while I'm thinking that, the guy who's giving the demo comes over and reaches under the desk and says, "And I don't think we need this." And he turns it over, and the Acoustimass speaker is just a box with a 9-volt battery that powers the LED, so you think it was playing. And you realize all the sound, including all that bass, is coming from these two tiny satellite speakers. Well, I picked one up just to make sure there wasn't like a hole in the wall and there was like a 9-foot woofer, you know, in the next room.
Wow.
All the sound is coming out of these tiny little speakers. They're probably maybe 4 inches high by maybe 2.5 inches wide. Now that they're very high end. What they're going for is people who want dynamite sound at their computer or dynamite sound.
I do, because nowadays all our media and movies and music are on the computer. We want it should sound good at the computer.
Exactly. And also if you want a little thing in a kitchen and not to power a room. And they're very high end. They're going to be $399. What is today, October 4th? Today's the day. So if you want to hear them, today's the day. They'll be at Bose stores. They're going to be $399.
Just down the street. Oh, I'm so excited!
And Leo, they took us back into
what's the name?
It's called the Bose Computer Music Monitor.
It's probably not going to be online though until the.
You know what, Leo? There are some of the. Websites have them because they were letting people.
Oh, it's the Micro Music Monitor.
Right. They were letting. Yeah. Actually,
is it Micro?
Bose Computer Music Monitor.
Okay. Okay. A few people were at the event have written about it a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. They allowed people to take photos and actually upload them.
Wow.
Comes with a little remote control. Remote control weighs 55 pounds.
There's no subwoofer. I don't understand.
Leo, it is.
How do they do that?
Well, let me. I made a few notes here. It uses dual opposing internal passive radiators.
Oh, wow.
Radiators facing each other, and they vibrate in opposite directions.
See, this is how the direct reflect before. I mean, they're very good at getting extra oomph by using these kind of interesting interactions.
Exactly. And they showed designed them without the opposing speakers, when they could play incredible bass, but the speakers would walk all over the place. So they found
because they'd vibrate.
Yes, they vibrated. They had a pair. They said, this is a pair from when we were testing them, and they play some music. The speakers are moving up and down the desk. And they when they started vibrating in the opposite direction, they found they could get better bass and cancel that vibration. It has Class D switching amps that complete digital processing shrunk down to a board, maybe 2 by 4 inches by maybe a quarter inch high. The stuff is just amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
And you'll testify, they sounded really good.
They sound really good. Leo, what I've been doing is anybody who goes to my apartment who lives in this building gets to be a test critic. I come in and go, close your eyes, listen to this. And I'd play a little piece of music and I would go, open your eyes. It's these two things only, and everybody is
amazing.
It is. I am bozed over. I'm trying to sell them that.
It'll boze you over.
It'll boze you over.
Maybe
and it was
not.
Very funny because Carolyn up there, one of the PR people, I sent her an email because I thought maybe I was being too outrageous with Dr. Bose. Because
what'd you do?
He was coming down the hall, and I had just washed my hands. And I said, Dr. Bose, do you know that I can tell what an employer thinks of his employees in 15 seconds? And I know you think of a lot of your employees. And he said, well, how in the world could you do that? I said, Dr. Bose, it is the quality of the toilet tissue. I said, you have incredibly expensive toilet tissue, and it's a reflection on what you think of your people.
Yes, so, it is. It certainly is.
It certainly is, Ollie. He told me one interesting thing. He said his engineers have a lot of freedom, but an offense for which you can be fired. And he told me, Dick, I have fired people for this. Is people going around knocking the competition.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I think that's really very good.
You know what? I said, Dr. Bose, you want to know something? When I go to a press conference, I just like to hear what the people think are the benefits of their product. I really get upset when someone says, oh, yeah, you know, the people over there think they have a good product. Well, theirs is a piece of crap when you can – I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And yeah, we don't come on here and say all the other podcasts stink. We've
yes.
never said.
No, we do.
I think it's understood.
I say it after you're gone.
No, it's just understood, Leo.
Oh. We don't say it, but we think it.
We think it, yes, but that's different.
I think that's really bad mojo, and I've always thought so, to say, oh, yeah, those other guys are terrible. I can't say I don't do it because I am so competitive, but. Good for Dr. Bose.
I don't feel you as being competitive.
Oh, you don't know.
Really? Okay.
That's
well,
good.
I don't wanna, okay, yeah.
That's no. good because I try to hide it. But I think, like to win.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, the only thing, and I told you this in Vancouver, kissing the ring before going
is that
on
too
camera.
Much?
It. I don't know.
It's a little much.
It gave me a bad feeling.
I thought maybe you could just kneel, maybe.
Kneel. That was plenty.
Okay.
Plenty.
Just stick with the kneeling. Okay, we'll eliminate the kissing the ring. I've always been a little uncomfortable because it's kind of unsanitary with your lips.
It is unsanitary.
I don't really want you to touch me in any way, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, very good.
So we'll just have you kneel from now on. Okay. Bow down deeply.
Anyway, so look for, and it comes a little remote. The remote is just simple on, off, and up and down. And if you misplace the remote, they have on, off, up and down volume on the right-hand speaker. And they said they didn't intentionally do it, but it happens to go very well with the new Mac computers. And I'm not 100% sure, but I believe they said that Apple stores will be carrying.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They carry the Bose AcoustaWave for the iPod,
then they'll,
so I'm sure they
yeah,
will.
Then they'll definitely carry these. Bose Computer Music Monitor.
Sounds great. Sounds really.
They do. They
you know,
do.
I'll be honest. I'm not as much of a fan of the Bose noise reducing headphones, although everybody wears them on the planes. But I've always liked Bose speakers. I really think they make great speakers. And, I have the Bose. I bought the Bose radio. And then when it came out, the CD version, I bought that. Of course, hideously expensive, but you can't beat it. It just sounds great, and it's so good for the kitchen. So I'll probably be buying these.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think you'll love them. I think you will love them.
I think I will love them, too.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the kids with letters now.
Yeah.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da. Okay, and now, Dick, after listening to Monday's show, I am pleased to induct you into the Daily Gizwiz Hall of Shame. Oh, wow. Only the third entry, along with the titanium spork and the toothpick bird, we have now added the Zelko purse guard to the trifecta. Congratulations.
It is a winner.
It's very funny. This is from Steve Leuschner, Leuschner, from Keller, Texas. But this is very funny. He said, as I listened to the show about the purse guard, I imagined Indiana Jones slowly approaching the purse guard with a carefully weighted bag of sand and then quickly switching the sand for the purse without the alarm going off. He said, my stomach still hurts from the laughter. Yeah, we had a lot of
We did it twice because we did it on the show and then we reprised it for the radio show.
Yes.
But a number of people, for some reason, I guess it was because the second time around, it was even sillier.
Yes.
For some reason, people thought that the radio show was the first time through, and then we had kind of lost some of our enthusiasm. It was the other way around. Yeah, we did the Gizwiz segment first, and we thought it was so good that we brought it back for the radio show. And really, I mean, of the two, that was, I don't know why, but I didn't lose it till the second time around. And then I just lost it. I mean, that was
very funny. I to tell you the truth, I don't listen to many of these back, but I did listen to that back.
It was wild.
We were both off the wall. Yeah. I remember when you said, and where can you get this? And I said, I have no idea. We were sailing.
We were sailing along. Well, thank you for the letter. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Every once in a while, you know, we just get a little silly.
Yes.
Silly. You can send us letters by writing to Dick.
No.
Do not write to me.
You've been answering your emails.
I have. I've even been saving mails for Turn the Table Tuesday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You want to do a Turn the Table Tuesday on Friday?
No.
No, okay.
No, because we have to do the Gadget Warehouse Friday because we have something very special for you tomorrow.
Very special tomorrow. Yes. Very special.
We've been working so hard on it. Not. But somebody has.
Oh, we have. Somebody has. Yeah,
not us.
Absolutely.
This is pretty much the story of my life. Somebody else has been working very hard on this.
And you've been taking all
the credit.
The story of his life.
All right, Dick, we are going to take a break, but we'll be back with a old and dusty but never to be forgotten gadget from the Gadget Warehouse tomorrow. We'll see you then.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.